Now, with ATAR scores out tomorrow morning, thousands of recently graduated New South Wales high school students will finally receive the results of all their hard work. But according to a recent report by the Mitchell Institute, only one in four domestic undergraduate students were admitted to courses based on their ATAR in 2016, compared to one in three in 2014. So are ATARs really the be-all and end-all of securing a place at university, or are there other pathways to admission? Well, talking about this today with me on the line is Katrina Jackson, Chief Executive of Universities Australia. Katrina, thanks for your time.
Absolute pleasure, Julia.
So are ATARs becoming less important as universities broaden their tools for assessing students?
Look, I think you've hit the nail absolutely on the head. Of course, it's good and important to do as well as you possibly can as you go through school, but fewer than half the students entering Australian universities now do so on the basis of an ATAR by itself. There are an awful lot of other ways universities do those assessments, and it varies, of course, across courses, as it should. But it's, I mean, I remember the stress and the tension and the worry as you were waiting for those results to come. Mm-hmm. And I don't think anything we can do today is going to make people feel less intense about those results they know are coming. But they should really be assured that it's not absolutely the be-all and end-all. If you don't get the marks you're after and you aren't successful in getting into the course you wanted to get into, there are a huge range of other things you can do to stay on that same path or shift focus.
Right. And what would you say are some of the other pathways for prospective students?
Look, people should sit down and think what they really want to do. So they can go off and do a vocational course. They can do a preparation course for universities, and there are lots of them around now at a variety of universities. It takes around 6 months, so that's sort of a prep for university course. If there were just a couple of things you were missing in your kit bag of preparation. You can take a gap year. I mean, I didn't take a gap year, but many people do, and maybe you want to go away and think about what you want to do off in the world while working and seeing places in seeing distant places, or you know, travelling around Australia. So there are a huge range of things people can do, from a prep course at university to a vocational course to travelling and having another think. But I mean, I think the advice really is, don't panic. This is not the only thing that's going to move you along in life and get you a job. It's one thing, and it's one part of a journey. That sounds fabulously corny, doesn't it? But it really is.
That's reassuring to hear for all those high school leavers out there. And what percentage of high school leavers do get into university purely based on the strength of their ATAR score?
Look, it depends an awful lot on different courses. So one figure is hard, but the most up-to-date figure I've got is less than half.
Wow.
So there are lots of school leavers going into university, but since the introduction of the uncapped system of places, since demand driven, which is what it's called, in around sort of, you know, less than a decade ago, the number of people going to Australian universities has gone up very considerably. There's also a large number more people from disadvantaged groups, from people with a low SES background, i.e. poorer Australians, more Indigenous Australians, more disabled Australians, more from regional and rural areas. So there's been a real broadening of access to university from people with all the talent but just less advantage. So there are easier ways or better ways of getting in, looking at all the experience those sorts of people have got. But there are also a large number of mature age students. Mature age makes me think of a person wearing a cardigan sitting up the back asking the really hard questions. That's not necessarily what it means. It might mean someone who's gone off and worked for a while, or gone off and done something else for a while, and gone off and travelled for a while, and is coming back to university. And if you think about it, it would be odd if someone who's been away for a couple of years or done a number of other things is only assessed on their HSC mark or their ATAR when they're a couple of years out from that. So there are a variety of ways universities assesses people as they go into courses, taking into account all of their experience, not just a number.
Mm. And you said before that it's not necessarily going to lessen people's anxiety hearing that there are alternate pathways, but there is that message, that very strong message in school that your ATAR score is everything. Would you say that this report reveals that maybe this isn't the case, and the message reinforced by schools should be revised?
Oh, look, I think ATARs are a tool. They're not a be-all and end-all. They're a tool, and they should be seen that way. Mm. And it would be helpful if that was the way schools describe it. I haven't been in the careers advice office of every school in the country, so I don't know how they describe that. And there is some talk that people that teach to ATARs. I'm not absolutely sure how much that holds. But students, the important thing is students should be absolutely reassured that there are a range of options for them, as well as the straight using your ATAR to get into your university of choice.
Well, Katrina, it's been very reassuring, I'm sure, for lots of our listeners to hear you speak today. Thank you so much for your time on the show.
Absolute pleasure, Julia. Thank you.
Thanks. Have a good day.
Cheers.
That was Katrina Jackson, Chief Executive of Universities Australia, talking to us about ATARs, their significance and alternative pathways to getting into university in Australia. There are many of them, I assure you.